This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Bhotu Jatra Festival being observed today. Government honored this unique cultural event by declaring a public holiday in Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses the need to move forward with prosperity, national interest and change at the center, says it is unfair for the opposition parties to demand the resignation of the Home Minister. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil says the budget for upcoming fiscal year is made adhering to fundamental values. Industrialists term it as development-oriented, ambitious and encouraging. And Hamas says ceasefire proposal offers no guarantees for the end to Gaza war. Now the news in detail. Bhoto Jatra is being celebrated today, marking the conclusion of the month-long Rato Machindranath Chariot Festival. The festival will end with a display of jewel-studded traditional Nepali vest known as Bhoto at Jaulakhel today. Bhoto Jatra is part of the Rato Machindranath Chariot Festival, an annual cultural and religious event where the black jewel-studded vest Bhoto, believed to belong to Serpent King Nagaraj, is showcased. Rato Machindranath is venerated as the god of rain. It is believed that the paying homage to Lord Machindranath brings good fortune and fulfills one's wishes. In honor of this unique cultural event, the government has declared a public holiday in the Kathmandu Valley today. Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need to advance with prosperity, national interest and the change at the center. Inaugurating the 11th National General Convention of Nepal Intellectuals Council in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the UML could emerge as the largest party after the coming general election if it prioritizes national interest, change and prosperity. On a different event, inaugurating the 5th General Convention of the Nepal Health Professional Federation yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said it was the shared responsibility of all professionals to consolidate the democratic republic achieved through the arduous struggle of the people when the monarchic regime failed to deliver development and good governance. In the meantime, Prime Minister Oli said it is unfair for the opposition parties to demand the resignation of the Home Minister just because a question was raised about an employee. Inaugurating the half-marathon organized by a media group yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the opposition parties should not obstruct the House by making such unjustified demands when no charges have been filed against the Home Minister and neither is he under any kind of investigation. Likewise, Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chair Oli urged the leadership of All Nepal Women's Association to associate at least 40% of women under the age of 40 in the organization. Addressing the plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the Association yesterday, Chair Oli urged for organizing a nationwide campaign by uniting 40% of women under the age of 40 and at least 30% of women under the age of 30. In the organization. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil informed the budget for the upcoming fiscal year was brought by adhering to the basic principles and values and limitations. During a post-budget discussion organized by the Nepal Economic Journalist Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Paudil said the effective enforcement of the budget helps achieve economic growth. On the occasion, former Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma, however, criticized the budget brought as a continuation of the past schemes could not ensure economic reform and change citizens' lives. Vice Chairman of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Shivaraj Adhikari, believed the enforcement of the budget would internalize the suggestions made by the major opposition and private sectors. FNCCI President Sandra Dhakal lauded the budget for incorporating the suggestions given by business entities. President of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce, Kamlesh Kumar Agrawal, appreciated the budget through budget brought in the difficult situation, saying it was development-oriented and ambitious, keeping IT and technology in mind, among others. The arrival of the monsoon in eastern Nepal has caused flooding and road disruptions, with several districts in Kosi province witnessing continuous heavy rainfall over the past 2 days. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology issued alerts warning residents in Ilam, Chapa, Morang, Sunsari and Dhankota of dangerous water levels in small rivers and streams. With a surge in COVID-19 cases, including 7 deaths in India, concerns are growing in Nepal over the potential resurgence of the virus. Health experts in Nepal have warned that spike in cases across the border could also impact Nepal and called for increased surveillance and preparedness. They have urged the public to remain cautious and adhere to health safety protocols. Chairperson of the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons, CIEDP, Leela Devi Gartola, has committed to providing justice to conflict victims by holding discussions with conflict victims, experts and stakeholders. During an interaction with editors, Chair Gartola requested all the parties concerned to extend this support to the Commission, assuring them of carrying out activities sensitively and responsibly to settle the problems of conflict victims. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said the government has given top priority to Digital Nepal framework. Addressing the Asia Pacific Telecommunications Ministerial Meeting 2025 in Tokyo on Friday, Minister Gurung said the readiness of the information technology ecosystem and a conducive environment were necessary for the successful implementation of the Digital Nepal framework. Nepal Oil Corporation has revised the prices of petroleum products. The board meeting of the corporation has increased the retail selling price of diesel and kerosene by 1 rupees per litre and petrol by 2 rupees per litre, which has come into effect from midnight. However, the corporation has reduced the price of aviation fuel and the price of cooking gas remains unchanged. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The Palestinian group Hamas has submitted its response to a United States-backed ceasefire proposal, but a leading official from the group said the proposed deal offered no guarantees to the end of the war. In a statement released on Saturday, Hamas said it had submitted a response to Witkoff and that the proposal aims to achieve a permanent ceasefire, a comprehensive withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, and ensure the flow of aid to Palestinians in Gaza. Hamas added that 10 living Israeli captives would be released as part of the agreement, as well as the bodies of 18 dead Israelis in exchange for an agreed-upon number of Palestinian prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu slammed Hamas's response, as Witkoff said Hamas's response is unacceptable and sets the situation back. Israel now has killed more than 54,000 Palestinians since October 2023, with starvation looming across Gaza after weeks of Israeli blockade. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and Kosi, Mathis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of Kosi, Mathis, Bagmati and Gandaki province and hilly regions, and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country today. The division has stated that currently the western and central parts of the country are under the influence of westerly winds and local winds, and while the most of the parts of the Kosi region is under the influence of monsoon winds. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 29 to 31 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Bhoto Jatra Festival being observed today. Government honored this unique cultural event by declaring a public holiday in Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses the need to move forward with prosperity, national interest and change at the centre, says it is unfair for the opposition parties to demand the resignation of Home Minister. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel says the budget for upcoming fiscal year is made adhering to fundamental values. Industrialists term it as development-oriented, ambitious and encouraging. And Hamas says ceasefire proposal offers no guarantees for end to Gaza war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.